Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're diving into something really exciting, comparing three of Sarasota's most prestigious ultra-luxury residential towers. David, thanks for being here. So we're talking Ritz-Carlton Residences, Epoch, and One Park. These are like the cream of the crop in Sarasota luxury, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. These three properties really represent the pinnacle of luxury residential living in our market. Each one has its own distinct personality and appeal, which is what makes them so interesting to compare. They're not just buildings, they're really lifestyle destinations.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What makes them different? Like, if someone's got the budget for ultra luxury, how do they even choose between the three?
That's the $1 million question, honestly. So the Ritz-Carlton Residences, you're getting that world-class hospitality brand backing. It's the Ritz experience built into a residential tower. Epoch, on the other hand, is more about cutting-edge architecture and design. Very contemporary, very sophisticated. And One Park, it's really positioned as this ultra-premium lifestyle community with incredible amenities and that sense of exclusivity. They each cater to slightly different buyer profiles.
Right. So it's not just about who's got the nicest finishes. It's really about what lifestyle you're buying into. That's actually really smart. So when you're working with buyers looking at these three, what are the main things they're comparing?
Location is huge. Where each tower sits in Sarasota matters. Then you've got amenities, finishes, the developer's track record, and honestly, the resale potential. Buyers at this level are thinking about both the experience today and what their investment looks like down the road. We've seen the market shift as inventory rises in Sarasota, so positioning matters more than ever.
Oh, wow. So you're saying that even at the ultra luxury level, market conditions still affect how these properties perform? I kind of assumed it was just buy it and hold it forever.
No, you know what? That's a common misconception. Ultra-luxury buyers are sophisticated investors. They understand market dynamics. And with Sarasota's inventory rising, there's more choice than there's been in a while. That means each property has to really stand out on its own merits. The brand, the design, the community. It's actually a fascinating time to be comparing these three.
That's really insightful. So if someone's trying to figure out which one is right for them, what's your advice? Like, where do they even start?
I always say start with lifestyle. What do you want your day-to-day to look like? Are you drawn to the Ritz brand experience? Do you love contemporary design? Are you looking for that exclusive community feel? Once you nail that down, the financial and investment side becomes clearer. And honestly, I recommend people tour all three if they can. You'll feel the difference immediately.
Yeah, that makes total sense. You know, we've covered a lot about contemporary design and luxury living in Sarasota before on the show. We've got some great resources in the show notes if you want to dive deeper into that stuff. But David, this has been really helpful. For someone who's serious about ultra luxury in Sarasota, what's the one thing they should absolutely not overlook?
Don't overlook the developer's vision and follow through. Look at their other projects, talk to current residents, understand the long-term plan for the property. Ultra luxury is an experience, and that experience is only as good as the team executing it. That's what separates a great investment from a mediocre one.
Love that. Really solid advice. David, thanks so much for breaking this down. If you're curious about what your luxury property could be worth in today's Sarasota market, we've got a free home value tool linked in the show notes. Totally worth checking out. Thanks again for being here, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me. Always love talking about Sarasota real estate.
Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.